Blackstone Audio presents The Answers by Catherine Lacey. This book is read by Megan Tusing. There was at least one morning I was certain, though only for a few hours, that everything that could ever really happen to me had already happened to me. I woke diagonal in bed. No place to go. No immediate needs to meet. No company expected or calls to make. I watched red tea steep in hot water. The mug warmed my hands. I believed it was over. When I opened the blinds, she was standing in the middle of the street, staring hard at my second floor window as if she'd known exactly where I was, had been waiting for this moment. We locked eyes. Ashley. The tea slipped, shattered, and scalded my feet. I try not to be so certain anymore. Part 1. 1. I'd run out of options. That's how these things usually happen. How a person ends up placing all her last hopes on a stranger, hoping that whatever that stranger might do to her would be the thing she needed done to her. For so long, I had been a person who needed other people to do things to me. And for so long, no one had done the right thing to me. But already I'm getting ahead of myself. That's one of my problems, I'm told. Getting ahead of myself. So I've been trying to find a way.